commotion. I had lunch with a group with David Packard and Clausen and a bunch of them on Monday in California. And they were, you know, fine. Finch wants to run for the Senate, that's good, but they clearly were against him running for governor. This is just an independent group.
Oh, that's right.
And so what we're trying to do, which
yeah,
I think...
Yeah, so running for Senate, but he's got to have, right, he's got to have somebody retired, and he's got to have some sort of commitment.
Got to get a commitment. If someone gets out, he wants a commitment on this constitutional amendment, which I find confusing. All these guys up there, oh, this is great. Finch is saying it's horrible. So anyway, all I'm going to do is open the door for it and say, Governor, you ought to talk to Bob. If you want to get him in this thing, there's a room to work it out some way. And then the other thing he wanted was some understanding on patronage so that he can, continue to have some say. I don't know what position the governor will take, but I think it's a good way to get Finch into that race, if that's what you want, and that's what I assume.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think with Reagan, he's going to be almost tough, I think, but I don't know whether...
The rumor out there, Reagan may run.
I don't know whether he'll talk that whole tricky with you, but I don't want to talk to him.
No, I understand.
So I'm leaving it to you. I told Finch, I said, you were the boss.
Okay.
That's the way to do these things.
You want me to invoke your name? Finch is trying to say to me, well, now let's make clear the president wants this or something. I mean, do you want me to just kind of...
I think, yes, you can say it. Reagan's already raised with me, Finch should run for the Senate. But I think the way to clear up the California thing, Finch should go for the Senate and they should get another candidate for governor. And I have no candidates. I don't know who they want, but Reagan had better. They told me that the lieutenant governor can't make it.
Right, he's kind of stalling out.
Yeah, but the point is that Reagan has got to decide what it is. But absolutely, yes, sir. And you can say to Reagan that pursuant to the conversation that we had together in San Clemente, he said he wanted Finch to run for the Senate too. And we worked it out that obviously there are some things that they liked, understanding we should have, and that we should make them and get the thing cleared up and go on right away.
And this Reagan may do because he wants to get Finch out of his hair.
Well, I put it in the basis. Finch has already decided that we, I have talked to Finch and have gotten quite a way, and that I'd ask you to go up and talk to him. We believe we can get him out of the race, Governor. Get him into the Senate race, where he ought to run. And what's he going to do with it?
And there's three of mine. Problems that I'm confident he can work out if you just sit down and talk to him and open the door. I've talked to Reagan's office, and he's going to call me Monday when he's back in Phoenix, but we're going to meet in New York in May and set it up. I've been feeling for you on all this other damn stuff.
Well, it's going to get worse for it to get better, and then it'll get better, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
You know, the main thing, though, is to have it done in the grand jury rather than that goddamn committee. The committee will still meet, but by the time they get through the grand jury, all the plums will be out. I'm all for surgery. I mean, that's what I feel. That's why I'm glad that some of these bastards are finally talking.
I don't know.
I feel for Mitchell, of course, on the bench.
Oh, yeah. And it's complicated by his wife and all that. Would you rather not know detail if I told you something? Would you rather I tell Peterson something that I know?
No, you tell me. I can tell Peterson.
This guy Ken Reitz is involved.
How's he involved?
He's involved because he was in the dirty tricks department. And he handled large sums of money. I looked him in the eye, Mr. President, before he came up there. And I said, Ken, that...
Now, wait a minute. Is that Watergate?
Not the Watergate itself. It's a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to come out at the grand jury, though. And he knows it. He came to me and told me this.
Has he been subpoenaed?
Not yet.
No, but they're not going to... I don't believe... I think the grand jury is going to be limited to... the Watergate. In other words, the Segretti stuff they called him on the rest, dropped. They are not interested in that because so-called dirty tricks is there's yeah. unless they're illegal, the grand jury has no interest in it. What does he say he was what involved in?
Well, he said that he was involved in handling large sums of money, which gets him an offense for GAO cash money. He says that he was involved in doing some espionage on Muskie and stuff like this. And he said that...
No, but what did he do on Muskie?
I didn't go into it. See, I just told him...
I've talked to Peterson about all that. I mean, espionage, there's no problem on that because everybody spies on everybody else. Why did they don't use electronic devices?
I don't know what he did or not. But all I know is that when I said...
Did he use any money? That's what I
don't know, sir.
Yes.
Well, he's gotten a lawyer, and I said, Ken, look, I have said I want to keep this thing clean and out of this thing.
Right.
and we're going to have to figure out, you know, how you leave here. Now, you can, I'm not going to do it in a way to jeopardize your rights.
Sure.
And so he's going to, he's got Terry Leonard as a lawyer coming up to talk
to him.
Good lawyer, good guy. But it's just, and he's, Reese is broken about it. He just flat lied to me about the damn thing when I asked him to come up there. I asked the whole thing. I said, look, any of this stuff, we are, it just does a disservice.
You asked him about Watergate or everything else?
No, I said everything. Just are you involved in it? And then you see it came out in the press that he was paying some kid to sit in front of the White House. And so I said, Ken, I've got to talk to you about something. And I called him in. And I said, what the hell is this? He told me. He said, well, that's the only thing I was involved in. He said it was a conduit, and after all, and he explained it very logically. This was a clearinghouse for left-wing groups, the CRP committee, yeah.
I see.
And this was, and he said, and I said, well, and he said, I got to go over and got
well, the you
all
find
the
GAO.
Yeah.
Activities that have to do with the activities that have to do with demonstrations and that sort of thing are common. Well, don't you think that I've taken the right food?
Oh, God.
Just,
there's a determined press effort to get Bob Haldeman out of here.
That's right.
There's a determined press effort to...
Well, Dean.
A guy called me from Newsweek yesterday. He said, I've counted 17 people in the government or in the White House that are leaving. I said, now look, John, it's not John Lindsay. I said, John, I told you, he was at that thing, and I told you the truth there. I don't know a damn thing about it. But I don't understand how you know. Well, he says, it's all hearsay, I guess. But anyway, he keeps quoting this. And
isn't it best so to get it done, George?
Oh,
to prepare it for just imagine if we got an urban committee over the next 4 months is bringing this up. 5 months.
Much
horrible.
Much
better. Get it out, get the grand jury indict and try it. That's what they do.
Yeah.
I hate it. You see, even to the urban committee, they'd have sent all the grand jury, they'd have both. They would have brought it out, sent the grand jury, they'd have had a double show. This time, the grand jury really keeps it out of the urban committee.
And your statement was suspend if indicted and dismiss if convicted. Is that right?
Look, if anybody indicted, he's finished.
Yeah.
But you can't. No. You can't kill a man for indictment because he might be. But you suspend, he leaves, and everybody knows he's finished.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who's indicted, out.
How will they, for those things happen fairly soon, you reckon? Or I guess it's...
And if I know, it should. Table in the house. I see him, but I want to get used to him.
Oh, goddamn, that's aren't you? You guys saying...
I mean, if it's got that painful, it does involve a lot of people, and men should otherwise. If they're guilty of a crime, they should be convicted. As far as others are concerned, we'll handle them, I can assure you. But we've got to... You see, the problem now is, let's take an individual, let's suppose it's a Reeds kind of thing. My own view is that you're probably better advised to give him a day in court if he wants it. Mm-hmm. If he prefers to be out,
Monday, because I said, look, you get Jerry Leonard, we're going to do this in the way to...